It's okay.
Keep it now.
It's all right. Save it. We're beginning a limud that was born in Yerushalayim. It began a few years ago when I started to learn Yerushalmi in earnest. And then when my wife and I was zeichet to be in Yerushalayim last winter for a few months, so it was something that I was working on a lot and thinking about a lot. And this is the piece that's missing from the puzzle to connect together really all of the limudim, Eretz Chayfetz, Reb Shaila, Rav Kook's Torahs on Eretz Yisrael, Sefer Yehoshua, which we're going to begin in maybe 2 weeks when they count, once we begin with the Matzah Shabbos Shiurim, Sefer Yehoshua to return to, even with Kesher Shem Tov from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, all the limudim, a libunim of Geula, I think you can sense, those who are part of the Shiurim can sense that my heart is very, very much moving in that direction. I'm still stuck here, at least we're together. But moving towards Yerushalayim and towards Geula, and I feel it in such a strong, such an intense way. These Shiurim are something of an experiment. I think that we could gain a lot from them. There's going to be a lot of pages inside Yerushalmi, comparing Yerushalmis to Bavlis. But the point of this Shiur is going to be to try to highlight the difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, to learn together many sugyas over the year, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, to make the comparison between the two, and to be able to watch the unfolding of the certain mahalach that the Yerushalmi has, which is called in Rav Kook's world and the world of the tzaddikim, who are very bound to Rav Kook's ways, Torah's Eretz Yisrael. That's a signon, that's a nusa that goes back to Chazal, Torah's Eretz Yisrael. So by this learning, we're going to be entering into a very, very beautiful amount of lumdus that we're going to be gaining. Old-fashioned good lumdus, but it's always going to be in the context of comparing the Bavli with the Yerushalmi, and to see that the unique perspective of the Yerushalmi is filled with the light of Geula, to understand that the Yerushalmi has a certain mahalach, there's a certain shita, there's a certain mahalach, and to go through 10, 15 different categories in halacha, and to see how does the Yerushalmi look at this halacha, and how does the Bavli look at this halacha. And by doing that, we're going to be able to get closer to Yerushalayim. We're going to be able to feel that or Mitzvah Hashem of Geula of Yerushalayim. The Yerushalmi, we'll talk a lot about the background of the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi, as you know, was a closed book, with the exception of great Talmid Chacham. It was, for the most part, a closed book for Amcha Beis Yisrael. It was not learned over the years of Galus. There's a tremendous resurgence these past few years in that limud because we're getting closer. And those of us here in Eish Kodesh who are learning Pnimis HaTorah for so many years, we can't chas v'shalom miss the bandwagon. We have to jump onto this limud, at least to begin. And I'm hoping that by doing that, it will be a Pesach also for Chavarim to be learning more Yerushalmi, not at the expense of the Bavli, but Yerushalmi and Bavli, which together form one amazing yichud. And we'll talk a lot about the different ways of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But tonight, maybe it'll go a little bit into next week. I have a good friend's making a chasana right now. I have to get there for at least a rikud. Tonight will be Beteres Hakdama. I don't think I'll finish that tonight, but a little bit of a Hakdama. I think it's really more of a Hakdama to a Hakdama. And then we're going to be doing sugyas. We're doing sugyas in Mitzvah, different sugyas in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama at the Sefer Dvarim. HaSefer hazeh inyono yadua shehu Mishneh Torah. This Sefer Dvarim is yadua. The Sefer Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah. It's a review of the Torah. Yevora b'Moshe Rabbeinu l'dor ha'nichnas ba'aretz. And in this Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to the generation that's entering the land. Yevora b'Moshe Rabbeinu l'dor ha'nichnas ba'aretz, roiv mitzvahs ha'Torah, ha'tzvichos li'Yisrael. Rav mitzvah satar means many of the mitzvahs that were taught in the first four chumashim are going to be reviewed now for the generation that's entering Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes there, the Seder of Vayikra and Korbanis and so on, that's not figuring prominently here, but Rav mitzvah satar are reviewed in Mishneh Torah. But the key words, L'dor ha'nichnas ba'aretz, for the generation entering into the land. The Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim, the last book of Chumash, was said b'davka for the generation coming into Eretz Yisrael. Why was this necessary? So to say that it's just because it's a new generation, a generation that was not present at Har Sinai, and therefore there needs to be some updated educational experience through Mishneh Torah, would be very, very silly. And that can't possibly be. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya, He established. May Rosh Kol HaBriya, before creation, Hashem already established that there were going to be Chamish Chumash Torah. There were going to be five books of the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya from the very beginning. How this fits together with free choice and God knowing and all of that, we're not getting into that so good at all. But there was a Sefer in Shemaim called Sefer Dvarim, called Mishneh Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaveim Meirosh. Now remember that Mikara, if we wouldn't have sinned, then the generation that received the Torah at Har Sinai would have been the same generation to enter the land, had we not sinned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaveim Meirosh, five books of Chumash. And the final book of Chumash, Mishneh Torah, was written in Shammai for the generation that would enter into the land. The Gemara in the Dorim, those who have been learning Yeshua, the Hakdamah to Yeshua, the Gemara in the Dorim Chav Beis, Amid Beis is very clear. Il Molei Chotu Yisrael, had Yisrael not sinned, Il Molei Chotu Yisrael, Lo Nitlahem Ela, Chamish Yechum Shetorah V'Sef Yeshua Bilvad. It's an absolutely astonishing Maim Chazal. Had we not sinned, Lo Nitlan Yisrael Ela Chamish Yechum Shetorah, we would have only needed, not the rest of Tanakh, we would have only needed Chamish Yechum Shetorah and Sefer Yehoshua Bilvad, Bipnei She'orcha She'Yisrael Hi. Because Sefer Yehoshua is the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and the division of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, to Am Yisrael. That's Sefer Yehoshua. So it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was from the very beginning, before the beginning, Hashem's intention was that the time will come when He's going to bring His children to Eretz Yisrael, and in order for them to enter into the land, they would have to be given Mishneh Torah. They would have to be given Mishneh Torah, Sefer Devarim. That was Kavua Meirosh. That's what the Gemara means. Amolachot Yisrael, had we not sinned, we would have just needed Chamishi Chamshtar V'Sefer Yeshua, but that was Kavua. Hashem was Kaveya from the beginning. So we sinned, and because of our sins, so we need all the other Nevi'im to come at the eldest to do tshuva. We learned a lot about this in Reb Tzadik, those who have been learning Yeshua. So we needed all the other Nevi'im to come and to tell us to get back into shape and to do all the other Nevi'im. Reb Tzadik asks about that because they see that not all the Nevi'im is Musa, but we're not going into that right now. But what's clear is that Meirosh, from the very beginning, Hashem's intention was to make this nation Am Yisrael, and to bring us into Eretz Yisrael, and the manual, or more accurately, the Kabbalah Satorah of the generation that would enter into the land, is called Mishneh Torah, the fifth book of Chumash, and Sefer Yeshua. That's clear, and Sefer Yeshua. During the summer, there was a sefer that came out, Shiurim of one of the great Ma'amikim of our generation, Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zechon Levracha. Shiurim that he gave on Parshas Devarim. It's a whole sefer, around 300 pages, just on Parshas Devarim. And much of what I'm going to be explaining now is based upon this shiur from Rav Moshe Shapiro in that sefer. It was to me an exceptionally important yisod in understanding Torah Bechlal, Torah Mitzvos, as you'll see. Understanding all of Yiddishkeit, Bechlal, and the Chiddush of what Torah is Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean, Torah is Eretz Yisrael? Because that's what the Yerushalmi is. Yerushalmi is Torah Eretz Yisrael. The Yisod that Rav Moshe Shapiro establishes in that maimon is that it was necessary that there be a Mesira Miuchedes of Torah. That the Torah that was given in Har Sinai, the Torah that was given on Har Sinai would have to be supplemented with a Mesiras HaTorah. There needed to be a transmission of Torah, a special Maisa of Mesiras HaTorah for the generation that would enter the land. And the reason for this, Ba'omek, is that the Ramban, I'm sure you know, the Ramban has written in a number of places, his Perush in Vayikra and Bereishis and Devarim, in a number of places, that this is one of the most radical statements that's found in the Ramban, but he writes it in many places, and in his own life, in his decision, a great personal expense and a tremendous Yisurim to go to Eretz Yisrael, to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes in a number of places that the Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvos, that the Ikar Kiyum of the Torah of Torah Mitzvos is Eretz Yisrael. And that what we're doing in Golus is a way of remembering to prepare ourselves for the ultimate experience where we can fully observe Torah Mitzvos, which is being in Eretz Yisrael. The Ikar Kiyum of Mitzvos is Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Moshe Shapiro explains that besides the Ikar Mechayev of Torah that we received at Har Sinai, when Hashem held the mountain over our heads, and as a result of Hashem holding the mountain over our heads, we became Meshubodim to Torah B'Shibud HaGuf. B'Shibud HaGuf means that no matter where a Jew is in the world, he has to put on tefillin. And even if you leave the planet, no matter where a Jew is, there's a Shibud HaGuf that Kosh Baruch Hu's Meshabed us at Har Sinai. That no matter where a Jew is, he's an Eved Hashem. He's Chayiv to keep Torah Mitzvahs. That Mechayiv, that obligatory event that made all of us Chayiv to the end of time, now how that works is not for now. How could our ancestors, how could our Zaydis and Babis make us Chayiv? That's an important conversation. It's a very famous Chassam Sofer. It's not for right now. But that singular event of Har Sinai is mechayev every single Jew forever and ever, b'shibud haguf, like an eved, like a slave for his master. That each and every one of us is meshubud b'shibud haguf to observe Torah mitzvahs regardless of where we live. And that's the ikar mechayev of Torah. But in addition to that, Rav Moshe explains this Ramban that there's another Mechayiv of Torah, Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, which is the side of Torah's Eretz Yisrael, the side of Torah's Aris that all that we're going to be learning. There's another Mechayiv. In other words, the generation Hashem set from the beginning of time that the Ikur Mechayiv of being Jews that observe Torah mitzvahs that make us into Jews wherever we are, the Ikar Mechayiv was at Maimon Har Sinai. But in addition to that, there is a Mesira Miyuchedes, a unique Mesira of Torah, transmission of Torah, an act of giving us the Torah. I'll explain this in a minute. Because the Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the Midbar, is not the ultimate, would not be able to ultimately observe all of Torah Mitzvahs. Since Torah Mitzvahs, the Ikka Torah Mitzvahs, is observed in Eretz Yisrael, what happened in the Midbar was not complete, and it was never meant to be complete. The completion of Mesiras HaTorah would require a particular, distinct Maisev Kabbalah Satira for that generation that would be entering into Eretz Yisrael. When Chazal said that Sefer Yeshua is Ercha Shel Eretz Yisrael, it means that only through the completion of the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, the fifth book of Chumash, that fifth book that was a book, as we know that there was a Kris HaSbris, Davka for that book, that there was a fifth book that was, in particular, for the generation that would come to the land, as the Ramban writes in Hagdama, that Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah, is for the generation entering into the land, not the generation of the Midbar, that died, for the generation that's entering into the land. The fifth book of Chumash, Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah, and Sefer Yehoshua, is a Kabbalas HaTorah for Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Now, what that means, this is what Rav Shapiro is explaining. And that's what I'm going to try, and I'm going to try to explain to you this Maimer, which is a tremendous Chiddush once we understand it fully. What is the nature of this Kabbalah HaTorah, Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah, Torah's Eretz Yisrael? What is that? Because only if we understand this, are we going to be able to understand Bechlal, what does it mean, Torah Mitzvahs, as you'll see. What does it mean to be a Jew, that Shema Torah Mitzvahs? And what is the distinction between Torah's Chutz La'aretz, the Torah of the Midbar, and Torah's Eretz Yisrael, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? Because the tachlis of creation was that Am Yisrael should come to Eretz Yisrael, and that in Eretz Yisrael you and I would be able to keep all of Yiddishkeit in the way that it was meant to be kept. Not what we're doing now, which is only a small percentage of Yiddishkeit. Aside from all the seder of the karbanis, all the mitzvahs hatluyas baretz, the shleimus of shmiras haTorah, of observance of Torah mitzvahs, as the Ramban says, is Eretz Yisrael. This does not mean to say that our lives are chas v'sholem in Golos are meaningless, but all of what we've been doing, the Ramban says in Golos, is by way of preparing us for the ultimate observance of Yiddishkeit, the Torah mitzvahs, which can only be fully, fully observed the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended from the beginning, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, with Sanhedrin, with Nevuah, with the Urim V'Tumim, with Beis HaMikdash, with Kahana B'Avadasim, Olivia B'Shir and B'Zimra, Yisrael B'Mamadam. The full and complete observance of Torah mitzvahs is only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, what Ramesh Shapira is machadish, or he's explaining in the Ramban, is that Mishneh Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us Mishneh Torah, which we see when we learn Sefer Dvarim, and the bris that was made by Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and then when we crossed over the Yarden, it's clear that Maimon Har Sinai was not enough. That Maimon Har Sinai did not complete Kabbalah Sotar. That there is a unique supplement, a bris, that makes that supplement obligatory, that had to take place when we were crossing over from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, from the other side of the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. And Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim, is not just because the Chevra, that Chevra wasn't around by Har Sinai, but because that Chevra is coming to Eretz Yisrael. And if it would be the same old Chevra coming to Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't even Mishneh Torah any. There was also Mishneh Torah and Sefer Yeshua. That's not the point. Who's coming, who's not coming. The point is, leaving the desert, leaving Chutz Laaretz, and going into the land would mean that Hashem's plan is being completed, is being fulfilled. The fulfillment of Hashem's plan is His children living in His land. That's the completion, that's the program. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that that requires a bris and a maisa kabbalah, a mesiras haTorah of dor bo'ei ha'aretz, like the Ramban says in Akdama, of the generation entering into the land, a kabbalah haTorah, and that this would take place through a Mishneh Torah. Hashem reviews, Hashem goes over all the mitzvahs of Torah for the generation that's coming to Eretz Yisrael, for dor bo'ei ha'aretz. It's not just because it's a new generation. It's because it's the generation that's coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's dor bo'ei ha'aretz. And if there's a tremendous excitement and a revival in learning Torah's Eretz Yisrael, which we're going to be talking Mishnah for months, hopefully for longer than that, about what that is. We've already learned some of it in Haggadah Torah from Rav Kook. If there's tremendous excitement and there's a renewed interest or a new interest in learning Yerushalmi, and Bechlal, the Svarim or Rav Kook, and learning Pnimius of Torah, if that's happening now in a very deep and mysterious way, it's because our generation now is being prepared to enter into the land. And I believe in that Be'emunah Shleima, that's what's happening now. Everything that's happening in our lives, everything that's going on, is by way of Hashem Yisbarach getting us ready to return to the land. Some of our brothers and sisters already started going years ago, and Baruch Hashem preparing a way for us. But there's no question at all that everything that's happening, Pnimius HaTorah, Torah Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalmi, the Zohar HaKadosh, everything that's happening in our time is that Hashem is speaking to the generation that is going to go to Eretz Yisrael. You and I are living in the generation that's returning to the land, and we're going to, Mitzvah Hashem, finish that with Mashiach. We're returning to the land. And in order for us to return to the land, there needs to be a Kabbalah Sotara. There needs to be a fresh, exciting and new Mishneh Torah, same mitzvah, same Torah, but in a deeper way, with a deeper understanding. in order for us to be able to live as Jews in our land. What is this Kabbalah Sattara of Moshe Shapiro talking about? What is Sefer Devarim Kabbalah Sattara? So the Rambam was Marach in his Hagdama. He spent two Shavuos learning from that Hagdama years ago. It's a long time already. But the Rambam was Marach in his Hagdama. How all of the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'feirushon nitnu. They were given, the mitzvahs were given with their perush. As it says in the Torah, to tatafas be'enach, what does that mean? What it means, tatafas, between your eyes. And it says, because of sefer krisis, you have to, someone is giving a get. It doesn't say, what's a get? What does that mean, sefer krisis? It means a book of separation. What does that mean? How do you separate? What is that book? Right. So the Rambam explains at great length in his introduction to Mishnah Torah. Really, everybody has to learn. That's a very, 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 very important basic introduction to Yiddishkeit. And the Rambam explains there that all the mitzvahs were given to Moshe b'Sinai b'feirushan nitlu, with the commentary, with the explanation. Now, b'hashkofa rishon, listen carefully, because this is a very edel nekuda. I know you're tired, maybe I'm just tired. I know you're also tired. But it's an edel nekuda, that if we hear it properly, and I'm not saying this to be dramatic, if we hear it properly, can change forever our way of thinking of Yiddishkeit. When I was learning this in the summer, I was pacing back and forth for 3 days after. I couldn't come to sit down. Now, it might not sound as exciting as I'm, again, I don't mean to be dramatic about it, but listen and let it sink in. Bashkofer Rishayna, in other words, the way that we were taught, and the way that the way that 99.9 people, nice Eilech Yidden, think about Torah Mitzvahs, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. We were living in a pagan world, and doing all kinds of stuff like the pagans were doing. And for whatever reason, the yichus we had, that's not important for now. What happened by Avraham Avinu, Kuzari, all that stuff. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to speak to us. Tam Yisrael. He took us aside and he said, listen, Chevra, I want to talk to you. And it seems that what he told us was the world that you're looking at has much greater depth than it appears. There's much more to the world than it appears. And the pagans, and until now, you together with them, you're hopped on to things you're looking for the truth, you're looking for something. So you're worshipping the sun, and you're worshipping the moon, and so on and so forth. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to tell us this, and Chev, I want to tell you that there's something much bigger going on than what you think. It's much more than what you think. It's much deeper than reality as we know it, as we knew it until now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megalatas, Hashem revealed to us a deeper seichel, a deeper das, a deeper way of understanding things in the Metzias, looking a deeper way of looking at the Metzias that we live in, that the pagans don't have. A deeper way of understanding reality, there's a Borei Olam, a Bnei Nevroim, and so on and so forth. And that's called Torah. That's called Torah. And in this thing that we call Torah, which is a new perspective, something deeper, of how to understand the world and our responsibility in the world, in this thing that's called Torah, Hashem gave us all kinds of things to do that are called mitzvahs. Commandments that correspond or that reflect this deeper internal reality in creation. That's pretty much how we were taught. That's what we heard growing up, and that's the way we think. But that's absolutely not that's not the truth. That's not the truth. Somebody who's ever smelled a little bit the world of the Alter Rebbe, of the Baal Tanya, of the Zohar Kodesh, knows that that's not the truth. It sounds nice, and it fits into a lot of speeches, and it sounds good, and it makes sense, but it's not the emphasis. It's not the truth. That's bechlal not what Torah mitzvahs. That's not what Torah mitzvahs is. What is Torah mitzvahs? Somebody listen. What is Torah mitzvahs? Torah mitzvahs was not a way of thinking or a way of acting that was given into the mitzvahs, that was given in the domain of human history, of this world. That's not Torah mitzvahs. If that were the case, it would mean that we are the same people that we were before, just now we're smarter. In other words, we were pagans, but now we're pagans plus. Like, you know, now we have this pagan part of us, but then God was kind of, for whatever reason, he said, listen, Chev, I want to tell you, I got a lot of good stuff to tell you. And he gave us this gewaldige shiur and like blew us away with all this information that he didn't tell the rest of the world. So like Kilus is like this sod. There's a secret that God revealed to Am Yisrael. And this secret was not told to the nations of the world. That makes us feel good. And as we're in on a secret, this is the way we were taught, that we're in on the secret. There's some special thing that God has going on, some big thing, and that he let us in on the secret, and he didn't let the goyim in on the secret. Lo kein hu. That's not Yiddishkeit. The emes is, listen carefully, the emes is that by Har Sinai, the Bein Shulm was Megala and nicht a besser Metzias, nor of us, an ander Metzias. You don't have to even speak Yiddish. Not a better, upgraded reality. Not a deeper reality. Not a wow reality. Hashem was Megala at HaSinai, an ander Metzias. An altogether different Metzias. An altogether different Metzias. Which forever and ever has separated us, for better or for worse, from the nations of the world. An andere Metzius. What does that mean? I spoke a little bit about this by Simchas Torah at night. A little bit. Vayered Hashem al Sinai. So it says in Chumash, the craziest words that were ever spoken, ever written, ever, are those words. Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. It's crazy. It's just that it was such numbskulls, we don't even think about it, you know. Well, what does it mean? Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, that's not shaykh in this world. It's not shaykh in this world. That's why I was talking about Simchas Torah from the Alter Rebbe and from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's not shaykh in this world. Ve'yod Hashem HaSinai. HaSinai is a location, it's a place. Now you all know it's remarkable. Shaykh Hayyav HaMayal Bahar, that after Ma'amin HaSinai, there's no holiness to that place, right? Something happened and it left. We don't even know where it is exactly. Something happened and then it just ended. That is a place in the world. That place in the world exists on a map. We don't know exactly which is the mountain, but certainly we know where Midbar Sinai is. Be'erach, we know the neighborhood. it's not possible that the Borei Olam, that the Infinite One, the Creator, visited this world. It's not possible that the one who's infinite visited a particular place. Uvechol zos, it says in Pasuk, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. So Rav Moshe Shapiro explains, Al Korchach, that it must be that there was some different mitzvah, something happened at Har Sinai. There was some different mitzvah of another world, of something different, a different mitzvah. The mitzvah ha'amitis of the Borei Olam that was somehow made known to us, and that from that day and on we were brought into that mitzvah of Kodesh Brich. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai doesn't mean, it's not about location or place. That's why the location is not even important. There's no Kedusha, unlike Yerushalayim, the Har Bayis, there's no Kedusha, the Har Sinai. Because it's not about a place. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us into His Metzius. Until that time, we were part of the Metzius of the world, which includes that place called Har Sinai. It also includes Woodmere. And it includes Paris and London. And all the people that are in those places doing whatever they do. Until that time. The meaning of Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai is that by Matan Torah, Hashem was a Megala, the true Metzias of His reality, in this Metzias of Olam Hazeh. That's what it means, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem was Megala only to us. He revealed this other dimension, this different dimension of reality in this world. Now, the same way, listen carefully because now I understand what mitzvahs are, the same way that two people or two nations, two countries that speak different languages, that don't have a common language, cannot have a kesher. Can't communicate. You could put in the same room this guy speaking French and this guy speaking English, and they can't communicate with each other. It doesn't mean anything. It's gibberish. They're saying things, nothing's happening. Because they don't share a common language. So Kal v'chomer, a billion trillion infinite times, that it's impossible to understand that other Metzias that's called God, that absolute Metzias of God, it's impossible to understand unless we would have a common language with the Kadosh Baruch. It's impossible to understand. It's not only a different country, it's not a different country, it's a different Metzias. And a different Metzias requires, means that there needs to be a way to bridge, to create a bridge so there could be communication between that Metzias of the Borei Olam of the Infinite and the finite Metzias of the Jewish people who are now being taken into Hashem's brotherhood, into that world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That language, Rav Moshe Shapiro says, explains that language is called mitzvahs. What does that mean? A mitzvah, he explains, is not just that you're mekayim the rotzon Hashem. A mitzvah is not just that God wants you to do something, you do it. God wants you to put on tefillin, so you put on tefillin. God wants you to sit in a sukkah, you sit in a sukkah. That's not what it is. I mean, that's it also, but that's not all that it is. What he explains is that the same way that in every dimension of reality, there are certain conditions to survive. For instance, if you're underwater, there are certain conditions that are necessary in order for a human being to, in order for something to exist underwater, it has to have certain kaiches, certain properties, in order to live underwater. A fish has a certain tzura, and it's made a certain way, so that it exists underwater. In order to exist in outer space, so we can't stay underwater. You need kalim to help us. We can't stay underwater because it's not our place. You can't stay in outer space unless you put on a whole outfit, because it's not our place. It's a different metzias. And that different metzias of outer space or underwater has its own rules and regulations. Is that clear? Underwater has different rules. Fish are underwater creatures, so that's their metzias. A human being wants to pay a visit to that metzias, he's got to put on all kinds of gear. Maybe you look into it for a second, but you can't live down there. You have to put on all kinds of stuff. You have to get equipment. Because it's an under metzias. Underwater is a different metzias. And there are certain tenorium, there are certain conditions of life that exist underwater that don't exist on the earth, on dry land. There are certain conditions of existence that are in outer space. And somebody was telling me that she has an aunt that's a little bit of a Michigana, and they were on an airplane together going from here to Eretz Yisrael, and this aunt gets very, very nervous about flying. A lot of people have that. She was very, very nervous, and she started to scream in Yiddish at the stewardess, who didn't speak Yiddish. She started to scream in Yiddish at the stewardess to open the window. She needs some air. And the stewardess is trying to talk to her in English and in Hebrew to say, you can't open the window on a plane. I'll give you an oxygen mask. I'll try to help you. I can't open the window. You can't open the window on the airplane. Because outside, it's an andere metzias, right? And if you go to outer space, you know, there's a guy who's like in a rocket ship. And when we were kids, that was a big Indian to watch all that stuff. When it was happening back in 1963, in the 60s. All that. And you got a guy, an astronaut, and he decides he wants to just take a look outside. Not with any of the Lavushim, you understand? He just opens up the door. So I feel very cooped up. I want to take a little bit of a peek outside. It can't be. There are conditions of existence in outer space. And if you're missing those conditions of existence, you die. You can't live. There are conditions of existence underwater. And the fish can't live on dry land. These are different metzias. I'm not talking about good, bad. It's a different metzias. You can't live there. So Moshe Shapiro says, "Kach ha-mitzvahs." Mitzvahs are not things that we do just to be good or bad, or not to be bad. That we're told and we have to obey. Ha-mitzvahs heim ha-tenoyim v'ha-oifen sh'oysa mitzias el yoyna chala ala mitzias sh'besoicha anachnu chayim. Mitzvahs, davening and Shabbos and tefillin, the whole thing. Mitzvahs makes it possible for human beings, finite human beings, to hook up to God's metzias. The same way, I mean, the Adar Marshal, the same way when you put on the astronaut suit, I don't know what they have inside of there, there's a lot of stuff going on, it's a big thing, but in that suit, that's somehow, through wearing that outfit, this guy, who's not an outer space guy, he's just a regular guy from Kansas or something, but this guy is able to take a bit of a tiyul. For whatever, an hour or two, he's able to walk around. Because he has the conditions, artificially, those conditions are being simulated in his spacesuit, so he can go outside a little bit. And if he takes off this thing, he's finished. So Moshe Shapiro says, mitzvahs are the spacesuit. Mitzvahs are the mechanisms by which a finite human being that sleeps, that eats, that drinks, that dies, that's born, that a finite human being can live in the world of the infinite. You hear this? It's not a chiddush in how he's explaining, it's a chiddush. That a finite human being can live in the infinite reality of the Bari Olam. The mitzvahs, the Baal Shem HaKadosh said the mitzvahs are loshon of tzavtza. Tzavtza means something that binds, glues, and connects. That's what a mitzvah is. The mitzvahs connect finite human reality to infinite, the different, much, much more different than outer space or underwater, reality of God, of Elokus, of Ein Olam Havaday, that everything is God. That's the true reality is God. Vayera Hashem al Sinai. And because I am a Jew that observes mitzvahs, I now have a language. I am now privy. I have been let in on the language of God. That because of this, I now have a safa meshutefet, as they say in Israel, a common sprach, a common language with the Infinite One. Tefillin, Shabbos, I have a common language kivyoch with the Infinite One. And because of that, I'm able to learn Divrei Torah. I'm able to understand Divrei Torah. I'm able to be mechadish Divrei Torah. I'm able to have a kesher with the Bari Olam, even though it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. And that's how Rav Moshe Shapira explains the significance of Nasa V'Nishma, which the Malachim were all excited about. Everybody's making a big deal that the Jewish people said. All the other nations of the world are asking, what does it say in the book? What does it say? And then Hashem said, it says you can't kill. It's, that's hard. It says you can't steal. Oh, so Yishmol, Esav, everybody's all upset because they're told the one thing that they're having a problem with. Kilo, everything else is okay. But that's... And why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to us? And if we would have asked something that... The greatness of Am Yisrael is that we said, Na'aseh V'Nishma. We will do and we will hear. What Rav Moshe explains is, it's not just like really some great heroic thing that we did. It's very, very sweet. That's not the Sof Dover. The Sof Dover is that it's only because of Na'aseh, my spacesuit, yeah? It's only because of Na'aseh. It's only because of that Safa Meshutefet that's called Mitzvahs. That's the Yiddishkeit that you and I just do, like we take for granted. It's only because of that Na'aseh that I have the ability to hear Torah. That I have the ability to hear Elokus. That I have the ability to be let in on that other dimension. That other dimension. That different dimension of creation. That's the true dimension. That's the dimension of Ein Od Milvado. That's the spacesuit. Every mitzvah makes it possible for me to hear. Someone who's not observant of Torah, of mitzvahs, who doesn't wear the outfit, who doesn't wear the spacesuit, who's not keeping Torah mitzvahs, to him, the language of Torah is gibberish. French. I don't have to explain this. You see this with people or not. It's French. It makes no sense at all. But a Jew who keeps mitzvahs, even if he doesn't know what he's doing, he's just doing because his father did it, and he observes mitzvahs. Of course, it's much better if one is in a place of kavana. But any Jew that keeps mitzvahs, now is wearing this suit that gives him the ears of Nishma to be able to hear the absolute infinite truth of the Borei Kol Olam, of the Creator of all worlds. That's what mitzvahs. So Na'aseh V'Nishma is not just that it was so good of us that we even though we didn't know what it was going to be, we said Na'aseh, it's very, very nice. Na'aseh is a t'nai. It's a t'nai kadim l'maisa. It's a t'nai, it's a condition that makes the nishma meaningful. Or else nishma is gibberish. Because there's no safa meshutefet. Because then we're not in that reality. There's no vayevet Hashem l'har Sinai. Hashem came down, you know, sometimes, like I got on my phone today, somebody sent a message, and it didn't say, it was a few words, and then it had all kinds of weird symbols. I don't know, it didn't work out. You know, something happened from where he sent it and how it came out to my thing, and just all kinds of weird, funny things. I don't know why that happened. I don't know what it is. Obviously, the words the symbols didn't become letters. I don't know. What is that when that happens? It was just like gibberish. What?
It's a language that you probably won't have said on your phone.
It means that there was something on my phone that I can't be my phone can't be macabre with that language. So that's exactly it. Because my phone doesn't have the ability to be makabel that language. So the way that it showed up on my screen was gibberish. I don't know, just funny things. The way that the Dvar Hashem shows up on the screen of a person who's not connected to mitzvahs is gibberish. Shtiyot. I know, he has all kinds of kashas and questions. When you're an outsider. Nase kaidim lanishma means that because I am signed up to the Nase, and then Hashem Baruch handed me my spacesuit. By Nase, I got the spacesuit. And every mitzvah is tzavta. Tzavta is loshen of chibur and kesher. That because of that, I am now able to enter into that zone. That's called Ein Ol Mavadai. I'm able to live in a different zone. In a different mitzvah. I'm able to be part of something that's not greater than what the goyim have. Not greater than and deeper than the world. An andere Welt. It's a different world. It's a world of Ein Ol Mavadai. It's a world of Ein Sof. And in that world of Ein Sof, there are chidushei Torah. There's infinite elokus that's being revealed every single second in that world. So it's only through the nasa of mitzvahs that a Jew is able ha'atik et atzmo to transfer himself into that different reality. Again, al derech mashal, that the ashnak, he has to go through some kind of a thing to be able to get from in the spaceship to be able to get to outer space, to go outside. He has to go through a whole mahalach. That is a mitzias. That reality is a mitzias. Ashlo asanke goy harozes lo samonik mishpachos adam. That the rest of the world has no access, makes no difference how religious they are, and good, and they're nice, and whoever good people, and they're rewarded whatever they get. That's not the point. It's a lot of safashalah. It's not their language. It's gibberish. It's not their language. It's not their mitzvahs. Maimon has seen in Kabbalah Satar, just another minute. Maimon has seen in Kabbalah Satar and mitzvahs makes it possible for us to be connected to the Infinite One. And that's what the Rambam writes. The Torah is Torah Shebichsav. V'hamitzvah zet perusha. Remember, in his introduction, the Rambam writes that Hashem gives the Torah. We don't understand the Torah. V'hamitzvah is what? Torah Shvalpe. We don't understand the Torah because the language comes on our screen as gibberish. We don't understand the Torah. V'hamitzvah is perusha. V'hamitzvah, Torah Shvalpe is called v'hamitzvah. As when we keep all the mitzvahs as they were given to us, that's the perush of Torah Shebichsav. Then we're able to understand that language of Torah Shebichsav. Then we're able to enter into that infinite reality of Elokus. Bifnei Atzmenu, we don't have our in of ourselves as physical human beings, even brilliant as a person is, he doesn't have the kalim. He doesn't have the way to receive the Infinite One. It doesn't come out on the radio. The same way it doesn't come out on the computer. The Infinite One does not come out on the computer. The Infinite One does not come out in philosophy, in chemistry, in biology. The Infinite does not come out in that language. It doesn't come out in that language. The Infinite One gave us a means through which you and I, finite human beings, are able to have with Him a safa mishutefet, a common shpa, a common language, to understand what he's saying to us. Adarabba, all the kalim of this world are malima mala elokus, are concealing God. Everything that's physical, all the fancy technology, it's all ha'alama. It's all ki'ilu, there is no God. Because those are all kalim of the physical reality of this world, which is the world of the nations of the world. Of the 70 Umos Ha'olam. And therefore, no matter how smart you are, if you're trying to understand God without tefillin, doesn't go. It never has. It doesn't work. If you're trying to understand God without being inside, without the spacesuit, you don't have the safam shutefet, you can't possibly understand it. So it's only through mitzvahs that the Torah is able to go from that mitzvah Yisrael Yoyna, and is able to penetrate into this Messias of Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. And then it's Behesed Yadeinu, that through all of the mitzvahs, through Tefillin and through Tzitzis and through Shabbos and through Yontif and Telulav and Sukkah and Shofar and whatever, all of the mitzvahs are Torah, that through the Shasa, the Ramach and the Shasa, that what? That you and I are able to be Kailate, that we're able to absorb Elokus, that we're able to receive that frequency, that we're now in the same frequency. Lahavdil, like you go in a house, there's this thing called Wi-Fi. I don't know what exactly what that means, but there's this thing that if you don't have, if you're not hooked up to it, then you can't use the computer, right? Doesn't go. Mitzvahs is that Wi-Fi that makes that connection, and only through that connection are you able then to access the different mitzvahs. That different mitzvahs that's called Ein Olam Vado, there is only God. Only through mitzvahs are you able to access that. And that's why Torah Shvo Peh is the Perish of Torah Shvo Sav. Now what we're going to learn next week, and finish this Maimer, what we're going to learn next week is that since the ultimate Perish of Torah, as it's lived in this world, on this planet, fully as a Jew, is in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem made it in such a way that the space suit in New York can only get you that far. But the ultimate completion, the fulfillment of all of Yiddishkeit, of hooking up completely to that Metzias that's different from the, is where? Is Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, and that means Eretz Yisrael. The absolute truth is made known in Eretz Yisrael, and only through Mitzvahs that Tluyas Baruch and all of Torah Mitzvahs in our land, in our place, are we then completely, completely attuned to that frequency of the Rabbanu Shalom. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Torah Haaretz, we're going to learn, and the Yerushalmi, is a very, very intense experience of the highest and clearest frequency of Ein Od Mulvada. And that's one of the yesodos that we're going to be learning throughout our comparisons with the Bavli and Yerushalmi, when they'll both take the same question in halacha. They'll both deal with a certain question about a sukkah. They'll deal with the kashas of a sukkah. They'll deal with a certain question in the halachas of Sirius Aimer, whatever it is. We're going to use many examples. Yeah. And Davke, the perspective of the Yerushalmi, you'll see, is a perspective of Ein Od Mulvada in a much clearer way. There, in Eretz Yisrael, the language is mamish open in the clearest way. In the Chutz La'aretz, it comes, we have it, but it comes with static. What's up? You know, static. It has static. But the sound of God in Eretz Yisrael, clear. So you'll have the same agartas, the same halachas, whether it's in the Bavli, it's in the Yerushalmi. You look at it in the Bavli, then you look in the Yerushalmi, and when you listen to the Bavli, which is Toshma coming here, right, in Bavli, there'll be static. And the Yerushalmi's lashon is never—it's not Toshma. What is it? Tochazi, come and see. Wow, that's something else. His mom is something else. Tochazi, come and see. All of the shiur we're going to be learning is about come and see. And all of this is hachana, and all of this is hachana for us to be able to come and see ourselves with Re'ei B'tuvi Yerushalayim, that we should be zeichem, beguf, benefesh, beruach, neshama, chai, yechida, to be there soon, and to be zeichem with all of our myself, the blessing of our mitzvahs, and maybe our main.
Your question?
Can you write it down? I really got to get going. I'm going to discuss now.